World Cup Talk. Christina here with the storylines that matter most in football today. Rodri's future is suddenly the World Cup story that refuses to stay in the past. Not because Spain lost control of the tournament, they won it, but because the player who made control feel possible is now at the center of a very different question. What does a champion owe his body, and what does his team become without him? This is World Cup Talk. I'm Christina, and today we're looking at the first real transition day after Spain's triumph. The Rodri dilemma, the pressure on the champions to stay ahead, the continuing argument over Argentina's final aftermath, and what North American fans are taking away now that the noise is beginning to fade. Yesterday, the question was whether Rodri's reported back surgery would simply define his recovery timetable. Today, the question is bigger. Can Spain and Manchester City build the next version of themselves without treating Rodri like a replaceable part? That is the real story after the trophy. The freshest football thread is Rodri himself. The latest discussion around Manchester City is not just medical. BBC Sport has been asking how City manage a new-look midfield and whether the club should even consider a future without its central midfielder. That is an important change in angle from the previous two episodes, which focused on the human cost of Rodri's reported absence and Spain's immediate next cycle. Now the football question is becoming structural. Rodri does not merely make passes. He controls the speed of a match. He gives teammates a safe answer when the game becomes chaotic, and he turns possession from a style into a form of protection. When that player is unavailable, a team can copy the shape and still lose the feeling of control. For me, that is where the human story and the tactical story meet. Rodri is not only recovering from an injury, he is carrying the expectation that his body should keep explaining an entire football philosophy. That is a huge burden for one player, even one as influential as him. And Spain have their own version of the problem. They are no longer the interesting side proving a point. They are the champions people will measure everyone else against. The Guardian's early post-tournament power ranking conversation already places Spain at the top of the next cycle debate. But a champion's hardest morning is not the parade. It is the moment everyone starts asking whether the system can survive change. That is why the next Spain story should not be who replaces Rodri. It should be how much of Spain's identity was built around his presence. If the answer is too much, then the champions have a problem. If the answer is that the principles can travel through different midfield combinations, different rhythms, and more responsibility for the younger players, then this becomes the beginning of a second act. That is the test of a champion. Not repeating the final, but surviving the future. There is also a quieter personality story here. Lamine Yamal has spent this tournament moving from symbol of the future to world champion. Rodri represents authority already earned. Yamal represents expectation arriving early. The two stories are connected. One player is being asked to preserve a standard, while the other is being asked to inherit part of it. I think people are underestimating how emotionally difficult that handover can be. Young stars do not just inherit minutes. They inherit comparison, headlines, and the demand to make the next era feel inevitable. Yamal's task is not to become Rodri. It is to become the kind of player who lets Spain change without losing its nerve. That is where the next generation starts. Not with a slogan, but with pressure. The second major thread is Argentina's aftermath. Reports and commentary continue to focus on the behavior around the final, with Spain coach Luis de la Fuente calling it intolerable, while FIFA's investigation remains part of the tournament's unfinished business. This overlaps with our recent episodes, so the editorial question has to be precise. We are not replaying the final or reopening the entire messy aftermath. What changed is that the emotional reaction is becoming an accountability story. The images that felt like raw defeat immediately after the match are now being examined as conduct, responsibility, and possible consequences. That matters because Argentina's tournament was built on emotional force. Emotion carried them through difficult moments, but emotion also has a cost when the match ends and there is nowhere left to run. The people under pressure now are not only the players who crossed a line. It is the leadership around them, the federation, the coaching staff, and the senior figures who have to explain where passion stops and responsibility begins. That is the part of the final that will outlast the scoreline. For listeners in the United States, Canada, and Europe, the biggest host region story is no longer a match result. It is the question of what the tournament leaves behind. The Guardian's reporting on fans in the United States, Mexico, and Canada describes a hosting experience many considered a surprising success, while other coverage keeps returning to cost, access, and legacy. Those ideas can both be true. A World Cup can create a remarkable shared experience and still be too expensive, too difficult to access, or too unevenly distributed. That tension is especially important in North America, where the tournament reached new audiences, but also exposed the gap between global spectacle and ordinary fan participation. Who is carrying the pressure here? Not one star. It is the host cities, the supporters, and the organizers who now have to prove that the event created a community rather than only a spike in attention. The football may be over, but the memory is still being negotiated in stadium corridors, sports bars, family living rooms, and online fan communities. That is the legacy question that does not disappear when the lights go out. And there is one more reason this morning feels different. The first post-final episodes were about meaning. Who owns the story? Who carries the cost? And what the trophy says about football. Today, the conversation is becoming more practical. Rodri needs a recovery path. Spain needs a midfield plan. Argentina needs an accountability process. Hosts need to decide what they learned. That is a healthier kind of continuity. We are not repeating yesterday just because the same names remain in the headlines. We are following the consequences forward. So, what should you watch next? Watch Rodri's rehabilitation and whether City's midfield discussion becomes a football plan or a transfer market narrative. Watch Spain's first serious decisions about succession, especially how much responsibility moves toward younger players. Watch FIFA's handling of the Argentina investigation, because the process will shape how the final is remembered. And watch North American fan reaction after the celebration becomes ordinary life again. The World Cup gave us a champion. The next chapter will tell us whether that champion has an answer for change. For me, that is today's clearest takeaway. The tournament is over, but the pressure has simply moved from the pitch to the people who have to carry its consequences. See you tomorrow.